Describe parvovirus for me, and why was the animal euthanized because of it?
Parvovirus can be a very severe and often fatal disease of dogs that affects their gastrointestinal or intestinal tract, and it causes signs ranging from vomiting and diarrhea to bloody diarrhea, severe dehydration, and if it goes untreated, dogs can die from this.
This apparently is a contractible virus that other animals can catch?
Absolutely. If a dog is susceptible to parvo, which all dogs are, but basically meaning they have not been vaccinated against parvovirus, any dog can get it. It is spread in the fecal material of dogs that have the virus. And the devastating thing about this virus is that this virus can live in the environment for a very long period of time, months to, some reports say even up to a year or so, but months would not be unusual that this virus could live in the environment, and then a dog would come through and pick it up.
I don't want to say it's in the same family class, but is parvo like rabies, where once the animal has it, there's really no hope for the animal, or is there a treatment?
There is a treatment for it. The treatment is primarily supportive, basically providing intravenous fluids to combat dehydration, antibiotics, because parvovirus also has, it suppresses white blood cells, and so that it makes the dog more susceptible to infection, and various other supportive treatments. So there are treatments available, and many dogs can survive parvovirus infection, but the treatment needs to be generally, especially if they're having severe bloody diarrhea, very aggressive with the fluid therapy and antibiotics.
Is it fair to say that the best action is prevention?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's a vaccine available. It's what we consider to be a core vaccine in dogs. People can ask their veterinarian about it. It's one of the components of the vaccine that we vaccinate puppies for routinely, and then they get boosters as adults. So generally speaking, if a dog has been vaccinated against parvovirus, it would be a very rare occurrence that they would actually contract it.
And you talked about some of the symptoms, especially bloody stool. Is that one of the first signs that a dog owner should look for?
Usually what dog owners will notice first is vomiting. Vomiting or inappetence, anorexia. So that's usually the first sign. The dog is not feeling well, so they tend to be lethargic. And so it'll usually start with vomiting, and then it proceeds to diarrhea. Then the diarrhea generally turns bloody. So there are other diseases that can cause vomiting and diarrhea in dogs. So I don't want people to panic and think every time their dog, you know, has one of these signs that they have parvo. But certainly if the dog is not vaccinated and they are in public areas where there are other dogs around that could potentially be shedding parvo, or even streets and that sort of thing, then they should be concerned. And the biggest thing would be, as you said earlier, is to get their dogs vaccinated.
Dr. Brenda Stevens is with the North Carolina Veterinary Association. She's also with the NC State College of Veterinary Medicine. Thanks for your time and this very important information about our pets.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.